Mobile.
4PXB. You doing this afternoon, Lloyd? You driving around in all this traffic like me?
Only driving in light traffic. I'm taking my wife's car to get the rear, what it sounds like a right rear bearing or something in there is popping. Even though they've looked at it before and said that there wasn't any issue, it just, that's what it sounds like, that bearings, wheel bearings having an issue.
Wheel bearings can be annoying, and one way you can diagnose it is people think you're crazy, but but when you're going down the road, you can jerk your car side to side, left and right, and if the you're changing the load on the bearing, and if it changes when you do that, then it's usually the bearing. If it doesn't change, then it's something else.
This is KO4PXB. You broke up in there. Would you mind repeating that?
Charge for this one. I'm just kidding. All right, so if you drive down the road and just take your wheel and just jerk the car left and right, just, not a lot, but just, just enough to shift the load of your car off of that momentarily, and you just go back and forth left and right, and if that sound changes, when you do that, it's probably the bearing. If it doesn't change, then it's something else.
Appreciate it. My wife's in front of me, so I'll give her that message to have her try it. Does it matter the speed that she's going at?
Probably just as long as she can hear it, she can hear the noise, and it should be, rotational, constant rotational noise, and then, when you do the swerving, if it's the bearing, it'll change, as opposed to just going straight down the road.
I'll let her know in a few seconds, and that works just as well for the rear, correct?
Doesn't matter, front, rear, doesn't matter. You're changing the load on the bearing, and it'll change, the noise will change.
Appreciate it. Let me let her know that information while she's still driving. It's KO4PXB. So, Dave, are you out playing tennis or heading that way?
Yeah, I'm just getting ready to pull in the parking lot, but I'm in no hurry because we don't play till 6 o'clock.
Yeah, we're going to drop off the car and then go to dinner somewhere.
It's funny, it started raining on the windshield when I got within a mile of the sports club, and now it's stopped. It's like it's teasing me, but everything's dry over here.
Yep, as the saying goes, if you don't like the weather in the south, wait a few minutes, it will change.
The way it is, just stick around for a few minutes and a little while, and it'll be different. It always is. That's funny. Well, I've already been here once today, but we only had three of the four show up, so we played what we call Canadian doubles, and I don't really know if that's what it's called. That's what we call it. And so you play singles on one side, and then doubles on the other, and every time but once when I played singles, I won. I beat the other two guys on the other side of the net, so I didn't feel too bad about that.
We would not feel bad about it either.
Taking the car to get it worked on.
Parks Buick on the motor disaster in Greenville, because that's where we bought the car, and it's got the bumper-to-bumper warranty on it, so that's where we're taking it back to.
I think he hasn't he bought about every dealership on that on the Motor Mile. I know he bought the Mazda place from Bradshaw, and Bradshaw had just had been long since they bought it from John Finger, and he bought I think he bought the Honda place, and heck, I don't know. I think about the only one he hadn't bought is Fairway Ford and Kevin Whitaker Chevrolet.
And I'm not sure if he bought the ones in Spartanburg area either. And I'm not even sure if there's any kind of guidelines on out there for having a monopoly on the car dealerships as they do radio stations and TV.
If it's the same guy I'm thinking about, he owns a dealership, a Toyota dealership up almost right where 40 and 26 intersect, and the exit before, and I stopped by there to look at Toyotas, and I was not impressed at all. I'm sorry, I just was not impressed, and their offer on the Mustang was an insult, so we just got up and left.
Yep, that's why you have to treat the dealership sometimes like that. If you know they're trying to take advantage of you, then just, you know, before you sign, get up, walk out, and see how well they're ready to deal with you.
Ask you when you get ready to walk out the door, they say, well, you know, what will it take for us to do business today? That's usually their question. So, I can't repeat my mark over the air, my remark. No, I'm kidding. Oh, me. Well, I'm going to see if I can squeeze some tennis in between these raindrops here. And good luck with the car there. I hope they can figure it out and get you going. Heck, it could just be your tire. I mean, tires make a noise. If they get worn a certain way, they get feathered, and they'll sound like a bad wheel bearing going down the road. It's really funny. You rotate the tires, the sound of moving from wherever it is to the other end of the car, you know, it's just, it's crazy. But anyway, have a good one, and we'll talk to you later, Lloyd. 73 is KB4CPA, clear after yours.
All right, sir, have a great tennis match, and I'll definitely talk with you another time. It's KO4PXB.